The truth of the matter is that in many statements in the Gemara, where Hashem says that he has feelings, or he says even Hashem has hands, or he wears tefillin, or this and that. So already the Mefarshim say that, as you say, it's very clear that Hashem doesn't have any of these things. Hashem doesn't have feelings, doesn't have a body, doesn't have, it's completely beyond any and all of that. It's just, as you say, just to help us digest the concepts. So when it says Hashem has hates or has anger towards these things, it definitely just to help us digest the concept. But as the Gemara elsewhere says, Hashem is completely, as many sources say, completely beyond any and all of the feelings. Number one. Number two, it's very, very clear that Hashem created the world only to be good and out of complete love. So Hashem doesn't hate in its essence. Hashem doesn't hate the Yetzirah. Hashem doesn't hate the snake. Hashem doesn't hate anyone. In a sense, you can, if you're, okay, this is where it gets impossible to understand, because how to reconcile Bechira, our free choice, and Hashem's complete, I think the word is omnipotence, complete running the world, Einod Milvado, completely, becomes impossible for us to understand. But at the end of the day, if we believe that Hashem runs every single moment and every single detail, when you think of Hitler, Yimach Shemo, does Hashem love Hitler or does Hashem hate Hitler? Hashem created Hitler, So of course, there's a certain part of it that we are now in our vocabulary he hates, which is his bechira that he used. On the other hand, this is exactly the path that Hashem planned for him to be shaliach in, etc. So in a sense, Hashem loves everything, but these are very deep concepts, very difficult to understand. The bottom line, what's practical for us, is that Hashem created the world only to be good for us, and everything has a purpose. And the things that we can't relate to, it's only, and we can't understand fully how to put it together, it's only because we're beyond that understanding. We can't understand what it means that Hashem has anger about something when Hashem doesn't have feelings, etc. So again, just to appreciate that, firstly, like we said before, there's one has to always view it from two, from the two different perspectives. On the one hand, Hashem doesn't have feelings. On the other hand, we're taught that Hashem has a certain sense of anger, etc., just for us to relate to. And on the other hand, just to again appreciate and understand how we are so far from any basic understanding of the truth of what Hashem's essence is and what's truly going on.